from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. South Korea encourages North to show restraint. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has reacted with quiet restraint to increasing talk of conflict over the rapidly advancing North Korean nuclear threat, and in particular over U.S. President Donald Trump's remarks threatening an overwhelming military response. His presidential spokesman is Park Soo-hyun. He said acknowledging that the security conditions surrounding the Korean Peninsula is getting more serious due to North Korea's continuous provocations, the NSC's Standing Committee strongly urges North Korea to stop all actions that could further escalate tensions on the peninsula. The North Korean People's Army on Thursday released further and more detailed plans for a missile strike near the Pacific territory of Guam. According to the state news agency KCNA, North Korea is planning to fire four intermediate-range missiles over Japan to land 30 to 40 kilometers from the U.S. territory of Guam, located in the Pacific Ocean southeast of the Korean Peninsula. Eddie Bazacalvo is the governor of Guam.
Guam is American soil. And we have 200,000 Americans in Guam and the Marianas. We are not just a military installation. And with that said, I want to ensure that we are prepared for any eventuality.
The threats and harsh rhetoric between North Korea and Donald Trump has rattled many investors. Stock prices fell in Asia, Europe, and the United States, while demand rose for safe haven investments like gold. Wednesday, key stock indexes in Hong Kong, Germany, and France were down by 1% or more. U.S. stocks were off by as much as 0.4 percentage point during Wednesday's trading. This is VOA News. Protests after the election in Kenya. The chairman of Kenya's election commission said Thursday its voting system was hacked 1 week before Tuesday's presidential election, but was not compromised. Commission chairman Wafula Chebukati told reporters at a news conference in the capital of Nairobi that hacking was indeed attempted, but did not succeed. He did not provide any details. Kenyans, meanwhile, continue to anxiously await the final vote count from the election amid claims it was rigged and election protests that have resulted in the deaths of several people. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta appears headed for re-election, up 54% to 44%, while his opponent charges massive fraud in the elections. One unidentified protester.
In my opinion, I think something is wrong. You can hear from the back, and any normal person must ask himself or herself what is really going on.
Kenyatta and Odinga have a deep rivalry. They ran against each other in the 2007 and 2013 presidential elections. A Russian national was arrested Thursday over alleged plans to crash a drone into a U.S. military flight. The Security Directorate of Adana Police said in a statement that Renat Bakiev, an alleged Daesh militant, Daesh being the pejorative term for ISIS, was arrested while carrying out surveillance in preparation for an attack at the Incirlik Air Base in southern Turkey's Adana province. The base is used by aircraft carrying out missions in Syria as part of the U.S.-led anti-Daesh coalition. Daesh has used explosives-laden commercial aerial drones to carry out ground attacks in Iraq and Syria. Human smugglers drowned about 50 teenage Somali and Ethiopian migrants by shoving them into the water off the coast of Yemen. A migrant rights group said Wednesday that they found the shallow graves of many of the young victims during a beach patrol in Yemen's southern Shabwa province. Survivors who buried the dead say they were among about 120 people aboard a boat sailing from the Horn of Africa to Yemen. A U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation agents raided the home of President Donald Trump's former campaign chief in the pre-dawn hours late last month, intensifying their probe of Russian interference in last year's presidential election. The raid on the home of Paul Manafort, a longtime Republican political operative who's had deep financial ties to Russia and Ukraine, occurred just outside Washington in suburban Virginia and without warning. Aides to the 68-year-old Manafort confirmed Wednesday that federal agents executed a search warrant on July the 26th, seizing documents and other materials. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.